I heard a question asked this week. How do we stop abortion in our land? And the question is not something I hadn't thought about before. And as always, the answer to such a thing is in the Bible, in Scripture. And I have two passages of Scripture that I would like to put together for you with each other in order to help us understand this question and the answer to it. And the first passage of Scripture is Job chapter 39, starting with verse 13. The wings of the ostrich wave proudly, but her wings and pinions, but are her wings and pinions like the kindly stork's. For she leaves her eggs on the ground and warms them in the dust. She forgets that a foot may crush them or a wild beast may break them. She treats her young harshly as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without concern, because God has deprived her of wisdom and did not endow her with understanding. Basically, what this passage is telling us is the ostrich does not care or take care of her unborn children. In fact, ostriches have a kind of daycare, a community daycare. Most of the ostriches lay all their eggs in one nest, and one ostrich watches over them all. And that ostrich, that mother, typically will not take care of her, of other ostriches' eggs like her own, and they get kicked out of the nest, they get stepped on, they get ate, all sorts of things happen to the eggs of the other mothers. And so the scripture is exactly right. She does not take care of her unborn children. And the reason given for this is because God has deprived her of wisdom. Now, if an ostrich, which is typically thought of as a bird brain, a dumb bird, does not take care of its unborn children, and therefore God says he's deprived her of wisdom. That's what it says in the Word. What about human beings who kill their own children? Has God deprived them of wisdom? Well, the other passage of Scripture is in Romans chapter 1, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do the things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder. There is abortion right there, murder. God gave them up to a debased mind. And why did he give them up to that? It says because they did not want to retain God in their knowledge. In the United States in the 60s, we did just that. We legally took God out of the school, prayer out of the school, the Bible out of the schools, and decided we don't need God in our knowledge. We need math and reading and writing, but God, we can get that at church. We don't need God in our knowledge. We also decided we do not need God in government. We would be a secular nation. And as a secular nation, God gave us up and is giving us up to a debased mind. Just like the ostrich is deprived of wisdom, we've deprived ourselves of wisdom by throwing the Bible out of our learning, by throwing God out, saying, oh, this happened without God.
we were rocks kicked down the road. And as we were kicked down the road, that rock was struck by lightning and water poured on it. Maybe it was down in a pond somewhere.
And eventually became pond scum. And that pond scum just got lucky and lucky and lucky time and time again and became you and me. That's a wild story. The frog becomes a prince. And we call that a fairy tale. The frog becomes a prince. And we call it science. Which is it? Well, it's not science. It's science fiction. All the evolutionary icons that are out there are fakes. There's not really any missing link or one to another type of thing like you see with the drawings of the ape turning into a human. That just doesn't exist. And we've given ourselves, we do not want to retain God in our knowledge. And so God has given us up to a depraved mind. When we go from a sanctity of life ethic, human beings are valuable because they're created in the image of God, to a utility of life or quality of life ethic. You're only worth something if we say, if the people in government say you're worth something, then those who don't have the right politics, those who are sick, those who are too little to fight for themselves in the womb, maybe become inconvenient. Maybe they don't have a quality of life worth living. And so my point here is, it's not just politics that will change this. It's not even convincing people to be pro-life. But it's a mindset. It's a restoring of God to the center of life. If we don't think, if God is not our creator, then we are not created in his image. If there is no God, if we don't have him in our mindset, then we will have a mindset of abortion. As it says in Proverbs 14:12, there's a way that seems right to a man, and the end of thereof are the ways of death. Death is the answer all the time for the evolutionist, for those people who do not believe in God. Unless you believe in God, you're not going to likely be pro-life. You're inconsistent if you're pro-life. Because we kill animals. We kill cattle for beef and steak and hamburgers. We kill chickens. We eat them. If we're just an evolved animal, why not eat each other? There's a church of euthanasia with its four pillars. This is a real church. Four pillars. What are they? Sodomy. Abortion, cannibalism, that's one of their four pillars, cannibalism. What was the other? I can't remember. Sodomy, abortion, cannibalism, and suicide. That's their four pillars. That is a debased mind. That is giving up on wisdom. That's throwing away God. Unless God is brought back, unless the Bible is brought back, we can't convince a world differently, because God has judged us. Because we gave up on him, he is giving up on us. All these other things are listed here too, not just abortion, the things which are not fitting, unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Isn't that a perfect description of America today and where we're going? We've given up all ideas of morality. We want to create our own immorality, morality. Everything that was wrong, we call right right now. Everything that was right before, we call evil and wrong. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you for the wisdom we have in your word. We pray you'd help us to understand that. Help us to apply it to our lives. Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.